Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight now on the Cosmic Connections, and this is the January 29th program. I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight, and thank you for the patience that I was not able to be with you last week. I basically had come down with a 24-hour flu, you know, where you had the chills and the sweats and the whole works and stuff like that, and I was talking with Blanca, and I think I picked it up at the airport in Atlanta, because, you know, it was 2 weeks ago, we had a workshop in Atlanta, and then I spent an extra day. I was going to fly home on Monday morning, got on the plane, 9 o'clock, the flight was scheduled to leave, and then about, you know, 10 minutes before, the captain comes on and says, we've got a hydraulic problem in the hydraulic brake line, and we don't have any brakes right now. What it came down to was they couldn't get it fixed. We had to get off the plane. They had to bring in another plane. And it was 7 o'clock in the evening before I got there. So I had a 10-hour layover waiting in the Atlanta airport to come back home. And that's a great place to catch a flu. That's probably where it happened, because I got home on late Monday night. And by Tuesday evening, I'm beginning to feel it. And Wednesday, it was kind of in the, you know, full-blown. But it was just a 24-hour flu bug. That's all that it was. Now, you may hear me cough a little bit tonight, because I still do have a little bit of a bronchial cough that's been left over from it. But, folks, I'm doing fine. Everything is good. We're all back to normal. It's back to nice to be back to normal and be back on the program here. So, Blanca, how are you doing this fine evening from Atlanta, Georgia, where I was for 10 hours in the airport?
I know. Oh, that's too bad that happened. And that's probably where you got it, because, I mean, a lot of people go through Atlanta, and sitting in an airport is not the most inspiring high-energy experience, so that's probably what happened. But we're glad you're feeling better.
In fact, they say Atlanta is the busiest airport in America, if not in the world. I mean, more people come and go through there, you know, on an annual basis than any other airport in the United States, so... Yeah,
right.
A lot of people coming and going. It's always very busy and crowded there, and that's where people bring that stuff. So, because they come in from all over. But, you know, no, it's not the coronavirus. And no, I don't have a Corona beer.
So no Corona tonight.
no Corona tonight. So, yeah. Well, anything else that you have? Anything else that's going on with you?
No, doing very well over here. We had a productive day. Glad you're feeling better, and we don't have coronas over here either, so I think we're good.
Yes. Now, folks, those of you that are listening in, watching on Facebook, would you do me a favor and just type in a note that you can hear Blanca, how well she comes across? Because, you know, sometimes the volume, it's fine on Blog Talk Radio, but it doesn't come across very well on Facebook. So, Blanca, let's just keep talking a little bit more. And then let's kind of see, get some folks to comment on Facebook about if they can hear you just fine. Because it takes a little bit of, you know, it takes about a 30 second. It says you're still just a little bit low.
Okay.
Your volume is low. Okay. I'm turning you up. And then, Blanca, can you please turn up your volume as well? So.
Yes, I will. And hopefully that'll help the volume. And just saying hello to everybody who are tuning in to the Cosmic Connections. And I'm still getting used to hearing you say that, but it's good. And I think it goes with the new topics you're talking about. Of course, we were at your workshop, the first one where you did some your new content. And I know we'll probably talk a little bit about that in the show as well.
Okay, now I just turned up my volume, and I think that might have been it, because they've all been saying that you're kind of low. But I think it was the volume on my computer. And by turning that up, yes, it says just a little bit more.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Starting to, there's some that are saying it's good now, but, you know, folks, keep your comments coming in, please, for Blanca, because we want to make sure her and I are going to have a, okay, it's much better. That's what it was. I needed
good.
To turn up my volume. So we're good to go. We're good to go, Blanca.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else that you want to share with us here tonight before we kind of get going?
No, I think we're good. It sounds like you have several updates for us, and so I'm anxious to hear it, and then we can have some discussion about it, because, as I mentioned, we were at your workshop, And so we can bring some of that discussion as well into the conversation.
Good. Well, folks, what I'm going to do is that tonight I've got a little bit of an update on the currency exchange. I'll bring that in. And then we'll give some updates on the Meta One coin. I got some great updates on that. And then what I'll do, I'll go into the email questions, because most of those questions are around the Meta One coin. And then when we're done with all of that, then Blanc and I are just going to kind of go into a general discussion of some of the new content that I'm now doing in the workshops. And with that note, folks, there's still plenty of room for San Francisco. What I'm basically doing is about half of the workshop is still coming from, you know, the old material. But I'm now saying, okay, this money's coming for us. What are we going to do with it? What's our responsibility, and how do we change ourselves? What are the changes that are helpful for us to make so that we're operating in a much higher content, higher vibratory manner about how we're handling all this energy of money that comes at us? Because, folks, basically between the currency exchange or Meta One, it's kind of like you're going to get hit with a fire hose of new money. And how do we deal with that? What's its real purpose? And what are the lower consciousness issues around money versus the higher sense of consciousness as we're going through this shift and change? Now, those are the things that I bring out. I bring out really practical things, but how do you create change? How do you reprogram your mind? What are some of the different techniques and the things that you can do? How can you get rid of the monkey mind chatter business? I mean, that's one of the best comments that I heard from folks that they appreciated the most, because there's this breathing system that you can use. I'll talk about that later. But this breathing system literally shuts down the monkey mind, so you got a fresh mind and you can move forward and you can get rid of all that monkey mind chatter that's going on in your thoughts and in your mind, because that's something that we all struggle with. So, but that's the new content material in the workshop, and we'll hit on that a little bit at the end of the program today. But so with now, let's go into what I got on the currency exchange. I did get an update from our Texas processing office. In essence, there is nothing new on the timeline, other than the fact they had said that there were three very, very large exchanges, contracts that they had to get finished first before the money could be released to us at our level. A month ago, they said the first one was done. They were working on the second and in the middle of it, and then the third one was close to being done, starting. Well, about a week ago, I got the update, and they said the second contract is done, and they are now, any day now, starting the third one. That has to get done first. When that is done, then they're ready to start releasing funds to our way. And it's really important. This is round one money. This is only going to apply to those who have already turned in their currencies, you know, with myself or another broker, and I only have about 400 people that I've done that with, folks, so that's all that there is. And remember, I've got a newsletter list here of about 16,000 names on it. So that all has to get done and finished. Now, for those of you that are in round one, folks, expect you're not going to get anything money in the bank for at least another 1.5 to 2 months, minimal, okay? So don't expect that. Round two, folks, we have to wait until round one is completely done and finished, and then we have to start this process all over again. So, folks, I'm saying round two is going to be at least 6 to 8 months out, if not even more, at least 6 to 8 months out. So I've always said don't count on this money being able to pay for your groceries and rent and stuff like that, because, folks, there's no predictability of when these funds are going to be released. So that's it, basically, what I have on the currency exchange information. I know some of you still write me about questions about what they're saying on Dinar Guru blog sites, you know, Dinar Recaps and the others. Folks, I have said this over and over and over again, and please get clear. Not once in close to 5 years have they ever adequately addressed where they're going to come up with the scores of trillions of dollars to pay for what they talk about there. And that's not an exaggeration. That's how much it would take to pay for what they talk about. I've always said, follow the money, and follow the money. Somewhere, somebody's got to come up with this money to pay you if you're going to have money in the bank that you're going to be able to spend. And they don't have it. They've never talked about it. I have a friend, who has the ability at any time to pick up the phone and talk to the primary person in Reno, and it's called the Admiral. And I have talked with the Admiral myself. Let's just say I did talk with him a couple weeks ago. I'm not at liberty to go into details because of confidentiality, but let's just say he had the Admiral had reiterated that those who they thought was going to pay for the stuff, it isn't panning out. It just is not panning out. So, folks, I have been saying now for almost 5 years, everything that's going on with the 800 number system, nobody's going to pay for that. And that is basically, it's a delusion, folks. It's basically an attempt to keep you focused there, to keep you involved in that, to keep you hoping in that, so you won't find the real stuff. And I'm saying this, there's never going to be this huge GCR, global currency reset. Now, that doesn't mean there cannot be a coordinated global currency reset, but you're not going to become multimillionaires out of it, okay? It isn't going to happen. Who's coming up with that kind of money? Who's coming up with the trillions of dollars out of the goodness of their heart just to give it away so you can be a multimillionaire? Uh-uh. There are private currency exchanges, private. And that's what I'm involved in. That's what I've stayed involved in, and I've done my homework on that, private currency exchanges. And there's a reason for these funds being released. And I go into those details into the workshops. I've done it here on programs a couple times. You can go to my website, and you can click on the videos of the, what was called the first two sessions of the workshop that I used to do. It's all there. You can see the background of why this is happening, what's the shift, what's the changes that are taking place, where this gold is coming from, who has it, why they have it, and why it's being released to us. So all that information is there on my website. You still use the name thesedonaconnection.com to be able to get to that website. And you basically go under the resources tab. No, and I think there's a separate tab now where it says past workshop videos. And what I did, I brought those down so they're about a half hour to 45 minutes each, and I think there's 10 or 11 of them, something like that, okay? That gives you all the information in the background on the currency exchange. Now, let's talk about what's happening on the Meta One cryptocurrency coin.
Dave,
2 weeks ago.
Dave.
Yes.
Can I ask you a couple of questions on this last update on the currency?
Yes, while we're there, okay?
Oh, okay. If you don't mind.
No.
Because you meant this is a very interesting update that you mentioned that looks like one large exchange contract has been completed, and they're getting close to completing the second large contract.
The second is completed. The second one is completed.
Okay.
They're starting on the third one, and there's three they had to do.
Mm-hmm. Are you at liberty to discuss the nature of these contracts?
No.
Okay. All right. Just checking. Yeah. All righty. And your round one money exchange that you talk about is a private, and I'm asking this because I talked with several people during your workshop yesterday, and I could see there's still a little bit of confusion or doubt. So round one, the money is already turned in, and it is part of what you call a private exchange, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then you're talking about a round two that will also be, you can correct me here, it also will be a private currency exchange and also involves turning in the money or turning in the currency beforehand. Is that correct? Is that how that will work for the round two?
Yes.
Okay. All right, because there's still a little confusion about turning in currencies, and so that's something that people are going to have to be prepared to do if they want to participate in a round two, because it's of a different nature than all those, you know, internet so-called exchanges, et cetera. This is a private currency exchange. Would you care to describe a little bit, you know, what a private exchange is, you know, that has to be a contract, you know, all that, just so people will, because see, there's new people who come in and may not have heard you talk about this before.
Well, there's been these blog sites, Dinar Recaps and the others, that have always talked about the 800 numbers and what's all happening and going on, and all that is headquartered in Reno. And when I started in this, I had tendency to believe it as everybody else was, but I did my homework, and it took me a good 6 to 8 months of research and doing my homework, and I realized they could never, ever tell you where's this money coming from. At the end of the day, somebody has to come up with the scores of trillions of dollars to pay out what they are talking about. Being able to turn in your dinar, your zim, or your dong and get paid at the rates that they're talking about. Who has that kind of money? There's only one place on this planet that even comes close to having that kind of money. That's the ancient dragon families. Now, I've been to Hong Kong 4 times and I've met with these dragon families, and I can tell you right now from firsthand meeting with them, they aren't paying for any of that stuff. Now, let me make a comment here because a message had come in here on Facebook said, so everything in Reno is good then? No, nothing in Reno is good. Nobody has the money to pay what's happening in Reno, folks. Now, how many times do I have to say that for the guy that's listening? Nothing in Reno has money to get paid. It's all empty, delusionary, deceptive talk to keep you involved, to keep you there, hoping, 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 so that you won't go find the real stuff. Now, I would encourage you again, you can go listen on my the videos, and they're on my website if you want the background, where this money is coming from. Somebody has to have the money. Follow the money, follow the money, and follow the money. And the money that is coming, this is part of contracts between the United States and China, and a total of 18 different countries have all signed contracts on this. And we have been told that it's only in a private exchange, which means you have to be invited to come into this by one of the brokers who are working with the processing office. And if you haven't been invited into that, you're out of luck. There's no money place out there that I am aware of that's paying for all this kind of stuff. My understanding is that any release of funds has to have a contract that is approved by U.S. Treasury. Do you think the U.S. Treasury is just going to allow $5 to $10 trillion to be released in the United States? No, that blows up the whole global economy, folks, that kind of money that is released without it being regulated and controlled. So that's why these exchanges, you can believe it right now, that Treasury would use the U.S. military, would come down and shut that down in a heartbeat, anything that's happening in Reno with the kind of money that they're talking about. I said, first of all, they don't have the money. Even if they did, it has to be under an approved contract with U.S. Treasury. The processing office that I work with in the private exchange in Texas is one of those, and there's only a very, very few that are in that situation where they are approved. They have contracts approved by U.S. Treasury. They have contracts with multiple countries. They can tell me which specific bank the accounts are in, and it's in a specific bank that's in Hong Kong, and they've seen the bank accounts and know that the money is there. So that's what I'm involved in. And periodically, the brokers that I work with would call me up and they would say, you have X amount of time to bring in this type of a currency. And it usually was no more than a week and a half to 2 weeks that I had to put stuff together to do that. So that's why it was always limited how many people I could put in, because folks, I couldn't send a newsletter out to my 16,000 people on my newsletter says, you got a window of opportunity to send your dong in. And boom, the next thing you know, I got 7,000 people sending them dong when I only have enough time to process a few hundred, you see. So that's why I've never been able to open this up to everybody, because at the end of the day, I have to have a broker that's going to take the currencies that I bring in. I fit into what is called an aggregator. I aggregate currencies from other people and then turn them into a broker who then turns them over to the buyer. And so that's the process of the private currency exchanges, folks. And if you have not turned in currency and have an approved contract with your broker who has an approved contract with the U.S. Treasury, then I'd say there's a 95% probability you aren't getting paid, regardless of who you've turned it into. Now, that's my opinion, but I'm very strong on that. I've got great people, other brokers who back me up on those statements. This is not something that I just kind of throw off the top of my head. I make sure I've got tangible, substantive behind those statements, that they're tangible and that they're real statements. So that is the private exchange process. So did that help out, Blanca, in explaining that?
Yes, I think you did a really good job. There's a lot of listeners who have heard this explanation before, but just in the workshop, I met some people who were still a little confused about it. And so I think this is a good distinction. And sometimes people need to hear it over because they're busy paying attention to other voices. But the main thing is this is a contract, so they'll know. If a round two opportunity arises, I'm sure at that time you'll notify people with certain instructions, time periods, et cetera, and it's going to require paperwork, et cetera, something like that. So people will know whether there's an opportunity for round two and when and what they have to do to participate, correct?
Yes. So now There's still some questions come up here on Facebook page about Reno. Is it, so it is no good. In my estimation, it isn't. Now, all I would say is get with your broker, make them prove to you there is a contract approved by U.S. Treasury and they have the money to pay you. If they can't do that, then no, it's no good. There's a ton of stuff in Reno that is no good. There's a few very small ones that are. And I can't tell you which is which. That's confidential information. I can only give you what is my opinion on it. But I can say, folks, if you think you're going to get paid because you sent money to Reno, well, you better get with your broker and just said, show me the contract. Show me the money. Because the vast majority of them don't have valid, acceptable contracts. Okay. Then the other question that came up there on Facebook is, well, when are the private groups getting paid? We don't know. We don't know. Because there are decision makers at the very, very top in the political arena that are the decision makers of when these funds will be released. And I think it's going to be at least a month and a half to 2 months before we're going to see anything on round one. This could go on for months more. Round two is you're looking, a good 6 to 8 months out before anything's going to come. And we don't have specific dates. Because the people who are the decision makers aren't saying anything to anybody, and they're not leaking anything out about when the potential dates are of when these funds will be released, because they don't want a bunch of rumors floating around beforehand that it's going to go out. I think it's going to be one of those situations where when it happens is when it happens, and we just don't know. So, okay. So that's the currency issue. Okay. Anything else on that, Blanca?
No, other than what you're offering is your informed opinion. People listen to you because you've been in this for a good while. You have many sources, and you consider them good resources and sources. So a lot of it is informed information that you're giving them. And, of course, I think the counsel that you gave them, check with your broker and see if they can get information of whether a contract exists and whether it's approved by U.S. Treasury. Those are good, tangible steps to take.
Yeah. So a question had come in, well, what about the round one ZIM that was turned in? Folks, it's just best that I don't comment that here on the air. There's some potential legal problems that are involved in that. There was a point a couple of years ago I collected some ZIMs from some people. It turned out that the buyer that was going to buy it, that buyer backed out. And we're looking at other options, myself and others. We're not alone on this. There's thousands of people that were involved in that ZIM transaction. So, folks, you're not alone. I only brought in around 350, and there's something like 4,000 to 5,000 people that are totally involved in that exchange. Myself and others, we're still, working in that process, but it's best that I don't comment on the air about that publicly because it could create too many problems. So where we are. So when I say the round one that was primarily the dong that was turned into me through the Texas processing office, the ZIM was not turned in there. It was turned into what we thought was a certain viable broker and buyer in another part of the country, and then that buyer ended up backing out. Just trust the fact that you will eventually either get your ZIM back or you'll be paid for it. There's other alternatives that myself and others have. It's just that we can't control what's going on right now without taking this to court. And we would rather not do that because it could end up blowing everything up. So that's the best way to say it. Okay. With the blog, then, anything else, any other comments you'd like to make on the currency exchange?
No, I think we're good on that one. Thank you.
Okay. Now, let me give some updates here now. Then let's move over to the Meta One coin. 2 weeks ago, when I had Robert on the air for just a little short period of time, we had established the fact that Meta One was going to be 3 weeks away from the asset value being announced because of the audit. And at that point in time, the $44 rate would be done and the price would be going up. The audit is still going on. Now it's Blanca, what's the name of that auditing firm again? Which one was it?
KPMG.
KPMG. They are the largest auditing firm in the United States, if not in the world. They are auditing all of the assets and the gold that Meta One has, so that you know when the assets are posted, they are audit certified and verified by probably the largest auditing firm in the world. So it's not just Robert making the statement or somebody else and putting out there something that's false. You will see the audit, the verification of the audit report will be posted on the website, so you know that that is good to go. And what he has said is when those assets are posted, that then determines the asset value for Meta One coin. He did say that he's not, let's say that, I'm just using this as a rounded figure as an example, okay? Let's say the audit comes out at $10,000 of assets. Well, he's not going to immediately post the $10,000. He will post part of it and then begin to ratchet that amount up as the market value increases. Because let's say he posted that the audit value was $5,000, but the market value, but right now you can purchase it for $44. Well, then that establishes the market value. But what they said, instead of popping it from 44 to 5,000, they're going to allow the market to take it up to the 5,000. And when it hits there, he'll bring in another round of the assets that are there so that it'll keep going. And what it is, it's kind of like when you go out to the stock market, you have a buy rate and a sell rate. And every time somebody buys, the value of the stock goes up. That's how, you know, a stock like Amazon can go from $5 to what, $400 or $500, because people just keep buying it up because they believe in the value of that company. Well, that's what they'll do. They'll allow the market value, the demand of the purchasing to drive up the value till it hits that rate. Now, 3 weeks, that meant in 1 week. Robert told me today they have been so swamped by taking in orders and the audit is not complete, so they're extending that deadline. As he is not giving an absolute new deadline yet, but he said you will get a 2-week notice, so you can plan on the fact that you still have from tonight at least another 2 weeks, and we will announce this on a weekly basis when it will be extended. And then when it's ready to go and it's absolute, boom, we set the date, and then that's how long you'll have before it goes up. And he said when he has it, when he very first posts it the first time, they'll probably double it to 88 and then let it go up from there. So you can still have time to keep purchasing the coins, folks, is what it is. At the $44 rate, you've got at least another 2 weeks, at least another 2 weeks to do that. So I hope that's clear. That means the February 5th date has been extended to February 12th. And then when I come back on the program next week, then we'll make a, you know, an announcement of when that will that continue, or is we're now at 2 weeks. So we'll always give you at least a 2-week notice of when the price is going to go up, okay, so that you'll know that, so you have time to continue to do that. But he basically said they're just swamped. They're just absolutely swamped with orders coming in. And I know I had talked about having Robert back on the program tonight. Well, I've been leaving him alone. First of all, he's been absolutely swamped and extremely busy, And for those of you that don't, Nicole and Robert, they're the significant other couple that they are. They're expecting a child, and Nicole, her due date is less than 1 week. So he's about a week away from the expected date to be a new papa, a new daddy. And so, folks, I'm leaving them alone, okay? I'm not bothering them, and I'm not, unless it's absolutely necessary, because, when it gets down to times like that, he doesn't want to be, he's got so much stuff coming at him, I don't want to be adding to everything that's going on there. And there was no urgency to bring him onto the program tonight. So that's what I've got on what's happening then, with the Meta One, is that it's now, it's at least 2 weeks out. It's probably going to, when it gets announced that it's going to go up, it will immediately go probably double to the $88 amount. And then from there, the market will drive up to the asset values that are published. So, okay. Blanca, is there anything you'd like to add to that, or does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And so I think most people will realize that not even Fort Knox gets audited, or the Fed gets audited, and here Meta One is going to get audited by one of the largest auditing firms in the world. So I think that stands for a lot. And so a lot of people, especially some people who have a large amount of funds, again, I was talking to some people at your workshop, they're very prudent investors. And so something like this means a lot to that type of an investor. But even if you're not a big investor, that means a lot, because to you, let's say you may not have $1 million, but you have maybe $500, that's precious to you. So I think you've demonstrated that that's a really good thing to associate with investing in the coin. Now, basically, it sounds to me like you're saying this thing could simply double in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes, it can. Okay. So let me comment about what is called the soft launch. Robert, when you look at everything that's involved, when you purchase Meta One coin, not only are you purchasing coin, you are also basically being established as a coin holder. You are being put into a secured party contract. You are, I'm trying to think of all the other stuff that goes on. You basically get an account established at Meta One Bank. And then your account is established. Your coin is put in there as the collateral. Your automatic line of credit is established at 68% of the value of the coin that is at that time. So all this stuff has to get done. They have to have everything set up so that the coin is established, your bank account is established, full banking operations are set up, everything is available online, so you can do all that. And folks, it takes a lot of work to get all of that done. Now, he's been running that process with a small group of about 25 people to test the system. When he goes and the rates go up, he's doing what is called a secondary soft launch. That does not mean that the coin is going public. It means, though, it is like public for those of us who have already purchased. And there's something around 4,000 to 5,000 people who have already purchased coins. And the only place Meta One has been promoted has been on this radio program or in my workshops and people talking, with friends, one-on-one and bringing them in. This coin has never been promoted anywhere publicly. So there will be what is called a secondary soft launch. And at the secondary soft launch is when the rate will go up, and it means we can do all the normal stuff. And then some of you are asking us as well, will the credit line be available at that time? My understanding is yes. I don't know how long it's going to take to get the debit card with your bank account and your Meta One account to you after they start the soft launch. I don't know that. I don't have an answer on that, but I do know that they're working on that. But see, all that has to be set up because, see, when you purchase coins, you're also filling out what's called a Know Your Client information sheet. You're giving your name, your address, all of your, your financial data, your Social Security number, et cetera. All of that is established as what is called a Know Your Client, the KYC information. So they have all that information and background for you, and that's what allows you to establish the line of credit to make sure it's good because you're good with corresponding banks and stuff like that. So Yeah. So I think that that helps, you know, on those stuff, and that's what is taking time on all that stuff. So, yeah. Blanca, is there anything else then you want to add on that before we go over to the questions in the emails? Because the vast majority of all the email questions have to do with Meta One.
Right. Well, just to echo what you were saying, any time I've heard Robert talk about the soft launch, secondary soft launch, et cetera, he's very set, and I'm sure the Meta One team supports all this. He's very set on having everything in place, trying to maximize a successful experience. So he'd rather sacrifice some time in order to have the confidence that things are going to work, you know, to the best of their ability before he goes on to the next phase. And I believe that's part of why things take the time, because he wants to make sure things are in place before the next step is taken.
Yeah. Question came up on Facebook. Do you have any idea when it will be launched publicly, which means after the second soft launch? No. I think our soft launch will probably operate for at least 1 to 2 months before it goes out to the full public. Because it's not launched publicly, it doesn't mean that your friends and public can't purchase coins. Anybody can purchase coins as individuals anytime. All you have to do is go online to the Meta One folks and you basically send them an email or give them a call, so that you will have to eventually talk with them on the phone to get your all your information and get your account set up and get your coins purchased. But anybody can purchase coins. When we say it's launched publicly, it means it's being promoted publicly. It's being pushed. I don't want to say pushed. It's out there and it's available to the world. It's being marketed, you know, worldwide. It's available to the public worldwide. But it doesn't mean that individuals can't purchase. You can tell friends about this and have them purchase at any time that they want to. Okay? So, next question on the email questions. It says, is there another European bank involved with Meta One other than in London? Yes. There are multiple countries where Robert has what are called associated secondary banks that are working with. The back office operations of the banking operations is taking place with the bank out of China. So, yes, there's different countries that he has involved in this. So, the question is, will we know the audited asset value before the February 5th deadline? No. He will announce that at that time when it's ready to go. So, okay, but that comes out and you aren't going to know that in advance. And it says, once our trust wallets and coins are issued, will we be able to access our bank accounts with debit cards and obtain loans based in the asset value of coins immediately? My understanding is yes. Is that that's why it's designed so that all comes out basically at the same time.
Dave, I think that did he say the debit card too? Because for some reason I thought that was a little bit later.
The debit card will be later, but my understanding is the loan value will be available right away. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It says, will Meta One coin be available on other exchanges? Yes, it will. My understanding, there's about 20 different exchanges that Meta One is working with. And it says, and when the project goes public, will there be hired more staff in order? Yes. Yes, there will be. Robert is in the process of establishing an office building here in Southern Florida, where they will be, it's basically going to be the phone staff who will be hiring the first round, where they have a call center, and they will always be bringing on staff as it's needed. Okay, so I had answered that question. Again, on the next question, we don't know when the debit cards will be available, but it should be fairly shortly after everything is up and going. I don't know that question. I don't have a good answer on that. OK. Okay, let's go on to the next question. That's a staff question. I'm not going to do that. Thank you for being patient with me here. Let's see, as I'm going through, continuing to go through. I already answered the question on this last one. So that's all of the email questions there, okay? Juan, is there then anything else that you would like to share before? I just got another point I want to make before we go into our general discussion.
No, I think you've covered some of the main points, and these tend to be the questions that get asked even when Robert's on. So you're covering what most people are interested in.
Folks, I'm going to share something with me and with you here that this is my opinion. Obviously, it's always your decision, whatever it is that you want to make and how you want to handle what is your financial resources. Most of you came here and you got started with me because of the currency exchange. And then the cryptocurrency with MetaOne has progressed into that. Now, what's really nice about MetaOne and the cryptocurrency is that it's very solid. It's very tangible. You can follow it. You'll be able to see it. Currency exchanges are always based on what we are told. I can't give you an absolute guarantee and promise on the currency exchanges because it's myself and others, it's what we are told, but at the end of the day, you could end up having changes that we have absolutely no control over. Some of you have very large sums of currency, whether it's dinar, zim, or dong, sitting in your homes or some other secure place, and it's just sitting there. And I've been telling you folks, it's a good 6 to 8 months away before we're going to be able to bring any of that in. So here you've got a lot of money sitting and it's not doing anything for you. Now, I had shared this with another lady. I said I recommended is that take your currency and sell it because and put your money to work. You have thousands upon thousands of of US dollar value currency sitting there and it's not doing anything. Sell it and put it into MetaOne because that's going to be ready to go in anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks where you're going to be able to double your money right shortly after that. Take that money and put it to work. I have told you that the only currency I will be taking in the future is dong. I am not going to be taking in zim. I'm not going to be taking in dinar because dinar is done. There are no more buyers for dinar. Zim is done because Zim was a limited currency for a limited period of time through a limited number of broker buyers, and there's nobody buying Zim anymore. There's one exception, but he's only taking in an extremely large quantity of boxes, nothing that is loose. And folks, you guys don't have boxes of Zim. I mean, we're talking, scores of millions of dollars of U.S. dollars worth. So that's why if you've got Zim sitting there, you got any of those currencies, go sell them. If you've got dong, you can take it into the bank and get it turned into U.S. dollars. Now, I've been told Bank of America won't accept dong, but your other major banks will. Wells Fargo, Chase Bank, they will take in your dong. Put the money to work. Let it work for you. Because let's say you had $10,000 worth. Well, you turn it in, you get $10,000, put it in your bank account, and you can turn around and buy $10,000, worth of MetaOne, and within a month it's going to double when it goes from 44 to 88. And then after it gets, the market rate gets established, it's going to go up from there. So, folks, this is the opportunities. You have to put your money to work. Now, again, what you do is your choice. Obviously, but I'll say if I had currency sitting here, that's exactly what I would do. I would take it. I would take it back to the bank or sell it and put it to work is what I'd do. Dong, you can take into the bank. Zim, you're going to have to find an approved buyer. If you've got dinar, there are a couple dinar places. SafeDinar.com is the primary one and a couple others. They will buy your dinar back from you, okay, is what they will do. Now, you're going to take a loss from where you purchased it. But, you know, you got dinar, you got basically worthless wallpaper, folks. There's nobody buying dinar anymore. Dinar was done a long time ago, and I've said that many, many times. You've got Zim, you've got worthless paper, because, see, dinar and Zim are not tradable currencies on the open exchange market, foreign exchange market, which means you can't take them into a bank and get paid for them. You basically, what you need to do, now, dong, you can. That's why you need to find a buyer for your dong and your Zim to get some money back if you have those. So that's what I wanted to share on that. Blanca, share with me your comments and your thoughts on that.
Right. Well, of course, you stress that it's your opinion because we're not giving financial advice here, but it makes logical sense. And also, based on the things that we've been learning about Metal One Coin, the assets that are backing the coin, some of the timelines, it seems to make logical sense to really consider this option. Yes, if people have currencies, it sounds like you're saying, well, why just keep it waiting for something to happen when it looks like Metal One Coin has some very good projected outcomes and they could use that money instead to participate in what is projected to happen for Metal One Coin. It makes logical sense to me. But again, it's something, an idea you're sharing. This is something that they're going to have to take a look at and see how they want to, you know, invest.
Yeah. Now, I had a question here come up on Facebook. It says, any idea what your contract rate for dong is? No. And I don't know anybody who can give you tangible answers to that question. See, that rate is dependent upon what the buyer is willing to buy it for. These buyers don't buy this dong just out of the goodness of their heart to turn you into a multimillionaire and giving away, you know, scores and scores of millions and trillions of dollars. No. They buy it because they have contracts with, where they get paid for it as well. So, and we have no idea what the second round rates are going to be. I can give you ballpark figures on what the first round rate has been. It's been in the area between, you know, $1.25 to $1.70, depending on who that you are with per dong. But I can tell you right now, there's absolutely no guarantee that's going to be the rate in round two. We have no idea what the rates are going to be, and we won't know until it comes down to that time. So, yeah. Now, remember, if you got dong sitting in your house, take it into the bank. You can get dong in 2 days. Now, when it comes time for round two, you're going to get at least a 3 to 4 week notice in advance that I would be taking in currencies as an aggregator in round two. You can get it in 2 to 3 days. All you got to do is go down to your bank, and if they don't have it on hand, they order it for you and have it within a day or two. So you can get it in a couple of days once you hear that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be there. So that's why take your money and put it to work. So, okay. Well, Blanca, we're about 50 minutes into the program. I think I've covered all the stuff that I wanted to cover. And share with me any more of your thoughts that you might have in everything that we've talked about so far tonight.
Oh, this is a little bit off the subject, but somewhat related, because it was discussed in terms of, you know, setting up a bank account with Metal One. But some people asked whether when they do, let's see, this currency exchange happens, whether they could house their money in their Metal One bank account.
Sure. It's like any other type of a bank account, and you can add money to it. You know, in fact, you know, what will happen is when the currency exchange happens, we will automatically open up a Meta One account for you and place it in there. If you don't have one, we will place it into the Meta One bank because it's a safe place to put all this large sum of money. And then from there, it's your money to do with whatever you want and, you know, however you want to move your money. But we will establish that bank account for you when the currency exchange comes. If you already have a Meta One account, then obviously that's where it goes. So, does that make sense?
Yes, that's excellent. So that's something for additional for people to think about. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Blanca, I've been beginning to think that, you know, that we went into a pretty long discussion on these financial issues tonight.
Right.
And it might be a good program just to leave it there, and because the other stuff was just going to be general talk and discussion, and we don't have to do that, and there's no urgency for it. That way, tonight's program will be a focused program dealing around the financial issues, and this is a program that you could basically listen to again or go and share it with others. So,
I agree, yes.
I'm kind of willing to call it a night, you know, because
yes.
of what we've talked about here, so, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and then
okay.
if there's another show, we can spend some time talking about the new material. But I think it's pretty concentrated on those two topics, financial issues. And so I think that's a good show.
Good. Folks, so with that, I want to thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Again, we will see you next week. Oh, I have to admit one thing. I have something coming up. I hop on the plane on Sunday, and I have to go to Hawaii for 3 days. It's business, but still Hawaii. I'm going to Hawaii for 3 days of business, and then on Thursday I fly into San Francisco for our workshop a week from Saturday in San Francisco, and then Sunday fly back home. So I'm going to be gone for about a week, but next week I should be doing the program from Hawaii. So.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, because it'll be Wednesday night, and then I fly on Thursday. From Hawaii to San Francisco. So I'll be in Hawaii next week, folks. And I still plan on doing a program. I don't have any reason not to. So, okay. With that, I think then we're ready to go, aren't we? So let's look at the jingle coming up. Here we are. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.